ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
That is the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, speaking late last week on the NBA gambling scandal. Arrests include a Hall of Famer who's now a head coach, a veteran player still in the league, and a LeBron James longtime connection. So how big is this actually? Are we talking a few bad apples or systemic disaster? How much blame lies in the huge deregulation of the punting industry in the United States? And what of suggestions that Donald Trump has driven this in the face of a so-called woke league? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Mike Vorkunov writes on the NBA for The Athletic and The New York Times. He's been covering this absolute whirlwind of a story over the last week, and we've been waiting to talk to him about it because he feels as well-placed as anyone to break it down. Mike, who's been arrested and why? And can you sort of give us the headline acts from a sprawling case out of the United States?
Yeah, so it's been more than 30 people have been arrested as part of two separate indictments, and obviously the two largest names are one current sitting head coach, that's Hall of Fame basketball player and Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Those are the two most prominent people who were arrested last week, as was Damon Jones, a former longtime NBA veteran who was also a assistant coach, kind of being the operative word for the Lakers over the last few years. And it's part of two indictments brought by the Department of Justice here in the United States. One is saying that there was a illegal sports gambling ring going on in which professional sports bettors got tipped off that certain players weren't playing or might be hurt, or in the case of Terry Rozier, that he would come out of a game early. And then they placed bets on their performances, on prop bets, as they're called, and that they wouldn't hit certain thresholds that you could bet on. And then the other part of it is that there was a rigged poker game ring in which former professional athletes like Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones lured in people who would potentially be future victims, in which they lost in these poker games, accumulated large debts that they would then collect on, and that, according to the federal government, Billups and Jones received a piece of the profits from.
The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed.
And some of those people who are charged in both indictments, there are three people charged in both indictments, so there seems to be a connection between these two separate, allegedly illegal criminal rings. And so that's what the FBI and the Department of Justice unveiled in a New York press conference last week.
Well, the cases are separate. There are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennin. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law.
And how are Rozier and Billups reacting to the news that they've been, entangled in these accusations?
I mean, they have both denied it. Their lawyers have both released statements that they deny the charges and that they will fight them. And they both appeared in court last week in federal court, although that was more of a, kind of pro forma type of hearing. But they're set to appear in New York federal court next month, too. And it seems like they are willing to take on the federal government to prove their innocence.
What is Billups in particular alleged to have done?
Billups, according to the government, was what they call face cards in this rigged poker game ring.
The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach.
he received a cut of these Rick poker games, of the winnings in those games. And also, there is an unnamed co-conspirator in the other indictment in the sports gambling ring that tipped off one of the bettors about several Blazers players missing a game and being out in the 2023 season, which the bettor then made a large wager on. And the description of that unnamed co-conspirator number 8, very, very closely matches that of Billups, but he was not charged in that indictment.
Terry Rozier is obviously a player who at present time is active within the NBA. He's alleged to have taken himself out of game, having told gamblers to essentially wager against him. That's at least the allegation. Is there any other instances of players being implicated?
Well, you know, this kind of matches closely the description of what the federal government said happened with Jontay Porter a number of years ago. In 2024, you know, he was also arrested, charged, and then pled guilty to federal fraud charges for manipulating his own performance and telling, you know, another sports gambling ring that he would take himself out early, claim he was hurt or that he was ill so they could win profits on him. And some of the people who were involved in that case with Porter were also charged and arrested this past week, which means that the two cases are likely interconnected. But Rozier did the same thing, according to the federal government. So the description of that case matches closely with what Porter has already pled guilty to.
LeBron James is a fascinating piece of this. Obviously, many would argue he is the greatest player to have ever played the sport of basketball. How has he kind of been entangled by association with Damon Jones?
Yeah, Damon Jones was kind of an unofficial assistant coach with the Lakers the last few years. Not an official assistant coach, but someone who's been close to James, a friend of his, you know, who's known him for a long time. And so he hung around the Lakers and hung around LeBron James. And according to the indictment that the federal government revealed, he sold information when he found out that LeBron, or player three, as the indictment says, but again, closely matches that of LeBron James, that he would not be playing in the game in February 2023, then sold that information. And later on in the next year, the next season actually, sold information that another top Lakers player was hurt and would not potentially be playing to form or might have his minutes limited, and sold that information. And one of the bettors, another co-defendant in this indictment, made a $100,000 bet on it. So the government says that Jones used his kind of insider status with the Lakers to sell information so that people could place bets on the team and try to win money on it.
What do we think might be the motivation for being involved in undertakings like this, Mike? When you consider these are individuals who are commanding large salaries as it is, I heard Charles Barkley suggest they're essentially guilty of stupidity.
You cannot, this is separate from Chauncey, but the notion that guys are making all this money and giving information, come on, man, stop that. Ain't got nothing to do with addiction. That's just total stupidity on these two dudes' part.
What would motivate a player to be involved in this, or a coach for that matter?
Yeah, I think it's too early to say. You know, like everyone, you can easily say money. Everyone, you know, usually wants to make more money, but that seems a little too simple, I think. And I think it's hard to say at this point what got Damon Jones, what got Chauncey Billups, what got Terry Rozier involved. And I'm curious to see what more we can find out, what else the federal government decides to show or allege, to figure out what the motive was for all these folks and then what got them involved in this, in both of these schemes in the first place.
Infamous broadcaster Stephen A. Smith has been among those suggesting that this has been driven by the Donald Trump administration, and the inference being that the league's too woke for the president.
Because when you've got all of these protests that have been going out there and people that have been protesting against him and what have you, this man is coming. He's coming. And I've been saying it for a long time. And to me, this is the latest nugget of evidence.
Kash Patel, the FBI director, has refuted those questions.
I'm the FBI director. I decide which arrest to conduct and which not to conduct. That may be the single dumbest thing I've ever heard out of anyone in modern history. And I live most of my time in Washington, D.C. It's right up there with Adam Schiff. We arrest people for crimes.
Do those claims carry any water at all, Mike?
Well, look, I don't know what'll be what we'll see in the future, but as of now, I haven't seen any evidence yet that this is part of the, you know, President Trump's retaliation campaign. This investigation started under the Biden administration. Jontay Porter was charged and pled guilty in the summer of 2024, right? Which again was when Joe Biden was president. So at the very least, all the evidence, at least at this point, showing that this is a kind of a long-running investigation that began before Trump was in office.
The USA has had a massive gambling deregulation in the last 7 years. What we call punting in Australia is very much intertwined with the sport in the United States right now. It's in the broadcast. I mean, last season we even saw LeBron James, you know, speak about getting an extra rebound to ensure a member of the crowd could land the last leg of his bet.
Well, yeah, he definitely yelled at me, got my attention, said, one more rebound. I was like, what? He was like, one more. So I got one more, and I pointed at him to acknowledge that I was listening.
Is this story a reckoning to the overall scene that we're seeing?
I mean, I would think so. I know that the leagues and maybe the sports books would say no, but this does kind of reveal the ease with which it is. Everyone can bet in this country, right? A lot of these bets were placed with prominent sports books who are easily accessible on our phones. It comes at a time, you know, legal sports betting is only 7 years old in the United States. And it comes at a time where it's continued to grow and emerge, and it's just really hard to miss, and it's in everyone's face. And so there's feels like a certain hypocrisy here between the leagues that profit off of it, make money off of it, and push it in front of their customers. And also that now have had the, you know, in the NBA's case, the legitimacy of their games undermined, at least through several criminal allegations.
I'm interested to know how the NBA head office is reacting. Adam Silver, what sort of, I guess, are we hearing from him, and how he's hoping to address this issue?
Yeah, you know, they haven't said much about it other than saying, you know, they're cooperating with the FBI and their investigation, and that obviously they investigated Rozier back 2 years ago, though that investigation was not sufficient because he ultimately did get charged. But we haven't heard much about what the NBA's perception of this is, other than trying to take steps to maintain the legitimacy of their game and the league. And, you know, today they sent out a memo to the leagues that they might have to require further diligence and kind of regulation of how injuries are reported and games are missed by players. So that seems like the first step, but I'm sure there'll be more to come.
Yeah, on the idea of more to come, as someone who's been diving into this, do you feel like we're looking at alleged isolated instances, or are you expecting more to bubble up?
You know, I think it's both, actually. I think to the best of my knowledge so far, you know, this isn't some far-flung and widespread criminal conspiracy across the NBA, but I would not be surprised if more names came out of it that had something to do with this. You know, there's also been investigations into point shaving in college basketball that seem to relate to the same people involved in the Jontay Porter investigation, which ultimately means the same people that are in the Terry Rozier investigation. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we had more indictments down the line, but I can't go so far as to say that this is a huge, huge thing that we'll see hundreds or dozens more people implicated just yet.
Mike Volkanov, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Headlines. Craig Drummond is on course to replace Richard Goyder as chairman of the AFL Commission. The ex-Geelong president has been endorsed by the nominations committee to join the commission. The next step will be Drummond being presented to the AFL clubs at the commission's March AGM with the appointment of a chair, a formal decision of the commission. So, yes, there is still some formalities remaining. Rugby league, where Tom Trbojevic has extended his deal with Manly for an extra 12 months, meaning the Sea Eagle will stay at the club until the end of the 2027 season. The brilliant but injury-plagued fullback has turned 29, and his deal ties him to the Sea Eagles for the next two campaigns. Elsewhere, the NRL has enacted its no-fault stand-down policy for South Sydney winger Tyron Munro after he was charged with assault occasioning bodily harm, common assault, and stalking or intimidation with the intent to cause fear or harm. The Bunnies winger has 19 games in the NRL so far, but won't be able to play again until the matter is resolved. Convicted Dutch child rapist Steven Vandeveld has been denied a visa to Australia to compete in the Beach Volleyball World Championships. Vandeveld was sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2016 after admitting to three counts of rape against a child who he had met on Facebook, with the incident taking place in August 2014. He was released after serving 12 months of his sentence and resumed his volleyball career in 2018. You might remember him being the centre of controversy at the Paris Olympics last year where he was allowed to compete. One of the biggest stars in the AFLW is out for the season. Chloe Malloy will have season-ending back surgery. She won't play again for the Sydney Swans as they attempt to squeeze into the top eight with one game remaining in the home and away season. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Poppy Penny. Thanks to ESPN, Bally Sports, Sportsnet and Fox News for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.